The Osgood Files, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. The president's approach to health care tends to be fluid. After the Senate attempt to repeal it failed last week, his response was fairly simple.
Let Obamacare implode.
Implying that would be a natural process. But it turns out it may get a little help. More after this from Charlie. After the Senate's failed vote last week, Obamacare remains in place. You can still buy insurance plans that have been subsidized to make them affordable, but that affordability depends on several things the president can control on his own, like the Obamacare provision that sends federal payments to insurance companies to keep premiums low for families with low incomes. That provision affects 6 million Americans, including Julie Mansfield of Miami.
I have a rare autoimmune disease that attacks my eyes, and without the medication and access to quality doctors, I would literally go blind. So it's the difference between sight and darkness.
And as for the idea of taking away the subsidy,
I think that's incredibly irresponsible, and it's playing politics with people's lives and livelihoods.
So far, no indication which way the president will swing this time. He's described these payments as an insurance company bailout, which is certainly one way to look at it. But at the Kaiser Family Foundation, Larry Levitt says that bailout is the reason people like Julie Mansfield have coverage at all.
I think insurers are going to be looking really closely for signs as to whether the administration may continue to undermine the insurance market.
Because those insurance companies are right now trying to decide what their rates will be for next year. And Levitt says that if the president yanks that subsidy, not only will those companies raise rates even higher, in some cases,
they may just grab their marbles and leave.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.